Training versus trying to be like Jesus. I devote this chapter to the single most helpful principle I know regarding spiritual transformation. It is by no means original with me. People who are wise in the ways of spiritual growth have understood it for centuries. I came across it at a time when I felt frustrated and stagnant in my own life with God. And through it, I gained a firm hope that I really could grow. Through it, in a way I didn't recognize at the time, God was speaking to me. Here is the principle. There is an immense difference between training to do something and trying to do something. I wish I could describe the hope I felt when I first came to understand this truth. I found it in Dallas Willard's book, The Spirit of the Disciplines, and most of this chapter flows from the spirit of understanding that underlies his work. For much of my life, when I heard messages about following Jesus, I thought in terms of trying hard to be like him. So, after hearing, or preaching for that matter, a sermon on patience on Sunday, I would wake up Monday morning determined to be a more patient person. Have you ever tried to be patient with a 3-year-old? I have. And it generally didn't work any better than would my trying hard to run a marathon for which I had not trained. I would end up exhausted and defeated. Given the way we are prone to describe following Jesus, it's a wonder anyone wants to do it at all. Spiritual transformation is not a matter of trying harder, but of training wisely. This is what the Apostle Paul means when he encourages his young protege Timothy to train yourself in godliness. This thought also lies behind his advice to the church at Corinth. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it.